Welcome back to the Why Not Something Crazy podcast. I'm so excited that you're tuning in this week. If this is your first time tuning in, my name's Jenna Ray, and I'm excited for this week because a couple weeks ago I posted on my Instagram and Facebook and social media and just asked you guys different questions that you guys want me to answer on the podcast. And I just kind of went through them and gathered a couple of questions, and we're going to talk about those and going to answer them. So the first question that someone asked was, how do you keep going when you feel like God isn't answering your prayers, but it seems like he's answering everyone else's? So me personally, I've definitely struggled with this a little bit. And I think the reason why we struggle with it is a lot of times we fall into the comparison of comparing ourselves to our friends that we see on social media or celebrities or people that we look up to, that they're at this part of their job or they're married or they have kids. And it's just kind of like, and we strive to be in that position of that, of where you're working, or we strive to be married and have a family and have kids. And when we're not there, we're like, okay, are we behind? Like, all my friends are getting married, all my friends are getting engaged, and I'm over here single. And it's just kind of like sucky, I guess. You're kind of like in this sucky idea and like phase, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But I guess for me, what's helped me during this time of comparing, of looking at others and think that other people are farther along, is just remembering that, okay, God has me in this season for a reason. He has me at this church for a reason. He has me in this small group. He has me in this community for a reason. He has me doing this job for a reason, where I'm placed. For example, I graduated college with my marketing and communications degree. And after I graduated, I really struggled to find a job in that, finding a marketing job. And I was really bummed because I knew what I wanted to do. I knew that, okay, this is the type of job that I want. And I struggled to find that. And I never knew that I would actually end up worked there for about a year, a little over a year, at my church's preschool. And I worked for a little bit as an assistant preschool teacher, which I didn't really want to do. Like, I didn't go to school to be a teacher. But I knew that God had me there for a reason, and just the community and the friendships and the connections that I made when I was there was amazing. Like, I went into work with a smile on my face every day just because of the people that I surrounded myself with there. And I knew in that moment that God had me there for a reason. Even though I didn't want to be there, but I know. And so that just makes me think about, like, okay, even though this is not where I want to be, God has a purpose and a plan for why I'm here. And so I just keep reminding myself for that, for every little thing that comes up in my life. The second question that someone asks is, how do you not compare your faith journey to others? I think this kind of goes off and piggybacks off the last question, is just kind of like setting your mindset on, okay, where has God had me? I'm just going to use celebrities, for example. I'm not Sadie Robertson. I'm not Jenny Allen. I'm not Bianca Ostoff. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. But, like, I'm not all these different people. Sadie's in this position, and she's in this season. Jenny's in this season. And they know probably more stuff about the Bible, because they're always preparing for a message, preparing to teach and everything. But don't get caught up in how much people know about their Bible. Just worry about spending time with Jesus. Because you can know all of the scripture in the world, all the Bible verses, and if someone comes to you and is like, okay, this is what I'm struggling with, okay, go read this passage. But that's not really going to help. Like, yeah, it can help, but at the end of the day, God's not, when we get to heaven, God isn't going to ask us, recite this Bible verse for me, recite this Bible story. No, he's going to see, like, okay, you were actually in a relationship with me, and I actually know you. So just my opinion is to just spend time with him. Just worry about your relationship with the Lord. Question three is, what are some tips and tricks about being consistent with reading your Bible? First thing I want to say is I'm not consistent. And I know I struggle with that. I know I'm like with everybody that's probably listening to this. We fall into the habit of, okay, we're reading it, like in our Bible, in our word, and we're learning about Jesus. We're on fire for the Lord. And then we kind of fall into this kind of like rut type thing. It's like we get the, busy with life and going here and going there and just forgetting to be intentional in spending time with him. I know I'm guilty of that, instead of just saying no to a couple of things, just to be able to say yes to the important thing. And one thing that I've actually started to do, I think I started probably like a year ago, but when I actually am sitting down to read my Bible and to be with the Lord, I found out that you can create your own focus on your phone, not just like the do not disturb, sleep, like the ones that are generic to the iPhone, but you can actually create your own. And I created one and I named it Jesus. And when you create a focus, you can put like, okay, this person can text me or this person can't, and like block everything else out. And so I went through and I made that, and then I only have like the Bible, only able to use like the Bible app, and I don't even remember how I ever set it up, but to just make me not be distracted, because I'm very distracted, and kind of that's why I have to, when I want to be intentional with reading my Bible, I kind of need like peace and quiet, or I'm going to get distracted with this person talking over here, this person talking over there. Like, yeah, sometimes I go to like a coffee shop and stuff to read my Bible, but at the end of the day, when I want intentional time with the Lord, it has to be quiet, or I'm just going to be so distracted. Or if I get up here being on my phone, I'm going to be like, oh, who texted me? And so, like, I don't know, that helps me, is to be able to turn that focus on, and then it's like no one can like bother me, and I'm just focused on spending time with Jesus. The next question is, for those who have gone away from God but have come back now, what do you think are some steps that they can take to ensure they stay on the right path? I think a good example would be just to find a group of community believers to be able to walk your life with, and that helps with being accountable, keeping each other accountable of like, okay, did you read your Bible today? Did you pray today? Did you spend time with the Lord today? And just kind of not falling into this busyness of life. And I think the second one is whatever, it's different for everybody. It's whatever you might be tempted to fall back into your old patterns or fall back into temptation, is I would say to distance yourself from that and to step away from it. And that's just going to help with not falling back into where you turned away from. Is I always think of it as when you're going down this path, and when you turn to follow Jesus, you're basically turning a 180. Like, it's your old life is like behind you, and you are walking this way toward Jesus. So don't fall back into the temptation that you're going this way, because you're going this way now. And when you are falling back into the temptations, when I think, because kind of like that idea, like that road idea, when you're going this way and then your back's turned, now you're going this way, as you're falling back into your temptations, your back's toward where you should be going, which is toward Jesus, when you are going that way. So just continuing to put things in your life and put people in your life to keep you going that way. Next question is, if you've never read the Bible before, where is a good place to start? For the first part is, I would say starting with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that just kind of like has like an overview of Jesus's life and who Jesus is and Jesus's ministry. And if you're a beginning Christian and you don't really know what you're believing in or who you're believing in or what is all this Jesus stuff, like, okay, I just said yes to Jesus. Okay, now who's Jesus? So just kind of like understanding of like, who am I actually following? What is he like? What did he do? And it's just kind of like when you're starting to date someone, like you spend time with them and you're going on these dates and you're talking to them to get to know them. And so it just says, what's the point like to get to know somebody unless you're reading about them or talking to them? The next books that I would recommend are Ephesians and Colossians, which just kind of talk about the overview of like how to live the Christian life. And then, of course, Genesis, it's the beginning of how God created the earth, what he created, and he created Adam and Eve, and like the beginning of time. And the last question, which I think was my favorite, so that's why I saved the best for last, is what is your favorite worship songs at the moment? And this one was kind of hard to pinpoint certain songs, because if you guys know me, if you're a friend of me, I love songs. Like, it could be, like, yeah, of course, I love worship songs, but I love country music, I love all kinds of music, but I very much pay attention to the lyrics, and what really speaks to me is if the lyrics are what I'm going through, or whatever I might be going through. And that's kind of like the list that I put together is, the first one that I have on the list is a song called Honest by, I'm probably not going to say her name correctly, Leanna Crawford. If you know her, please put in the comments if I said her name correctly. But I actually came across her on TikTok, and I love finding like new artists, especially like artists that don't have a lot of recognition, of like checking them out. And I checked her out, and I actually had a couple of her other songs in my playlist already that I didn't realize. But this song was just it spoke a lot to me about just the idea of like being honest to God. Like, you don't have to have everything all together, that you can come to him when you're crying, you can come to him when you're happy, when you can come to him when you really don't want to. Like, you can be like, okay, God, I don't want to talk right now. Like, God just wants you to talk to him. He just wants you to say stuff and say how you're feeling to him. So I don't know, that song has been on my heart lately. And then the next one is Slower I Go by SCU Worship. And I just like the idea of kind of like going back to the beginning of this episode is we're all on this path of, okay, we want to be here by this time. We want to be here by this time, here by this time. But sometimes like, okay, God wants us here, and just kind of like not speeding up that process of just being slow and just walking with him. And, like, it's always the idea of, like, Jesus walks with us in the cool of the day. He doesn't run with us in the cool of the day. We're not on a jog going around the neighborhood, but we're walking in the cool of the day. And it just reminds me of just to slow down and just to be in his presence. And the next one is, I've been really loving Benjamin William Hastings right now. And that's who the song is. It's If It Wasn't For Jesus. It's just, I don't even know how to describe it, because it's so good. And then the next one is more of like an upbeat song, is Mighty Name of Jesus by The Belonging. And then lastly, which I just recently heard this song on Sunday at my church, and it literally had me tearing up. I was like, I need to find this song. And then I literally typed in, like, the lyrics, like, toward the end of the song, trying to figure it out. And then I actually found it after church service, and I just literally played it the rest of the day. And it's called Offering by Summit Worship. And I actually found out they had, like, a whole album, and I was like, okay, I'm about to be listening to this all day. And then, of course, some of my favorite groups are Passion Music. I love all Passion songs. I love Passion Church. And then LO Worship. So my favorite Passion song, I would have to say, is Follow by Melody Malone. I absolutely love Melody Malone. She's probably one of my favorite female worship artists. Her voice is just so pretty, and I just love all of her songs that she sings. And then for LO Worship, it would probably have to be One Side of You. But yeah, I'm so glad that you tuned in this week. Hopefully I answered some of your questions and you took something away of things that I said or things that I talked about, and you can apply it to your life. But I hope you have a good rest of your week, a good rest of your weekend, and I'll see you back next week. And bye, guys.